You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK.
Salomon Rondon to score and West Brom to win was 15-2, now 8-1. And at Wayne Rooney to score and Manchester United to win was 19-10, now 5-2. Wayne Rooney, by the way, just needs one more Premier League goal to equal Bobby Charlton's all-time record of 249 for Manchester United. And he's got a good chance of drawing alongside Charlton at the Hawthorns. Got a good record against West Brom in his career. But West Brom, Derek, right now, one of the informed teams in the Premier League. 6th and 7th in the table, respectively, these two teams. And even though 4 points separate them, West Brom are looking... They're looking damn good at the moment, Derek.
And who's their main man, of course? Salomon. I mean, you've been banging the Salomon drum all season, and you know, and it's come good. He's been sensational. Three good goals the other night. And yeah, say what you like about them, they're just getting fantastic results. They've moved above Everton. They're only just behind Man United in the Premier League table. Quite incredible. I mean, I used to give Tony Pulis more stick than anyone. He had a proven track record of keeping clubs in the Premier League and a proven track record of fielding at least 8 players over 6 foot. But at least it's getting results that now. And you know what? But it's quite remarkable, isn't it? That two teams who are, like, you know, okay, there are a few points, but I think they're 3 or 4 points behind Man United. But, you know, they're only one place behind. They're at home, and they're 9-2. Now, if Man United were called anything else, you know, they wouldn't be 8-13. I'm tempted by West Brom here. I surely am. I think 9-2 is taking a big chance about a bang-in form side on home territory. A side, furthermore, that always does well against against big opposition. I mean, they seem to play out of the skin, the bigger the side. What worries me is that United, you know what, I can't believe I'm saying this. But
you like them now, don't you, Derek?
Well, you know what, I said they'd turn the corner about 2 or 3 weeks ago. They weren't quite getting the results. It's what Mourinho said. I know you normally take what he says with a pinch of salt, but there's a kernel of truth in it. They weren't getting the results their performances deserved, and I've seen them recently. And you know what, if there's going to be a title, I said about 3 weeks ago, the top six are where they are now. United and Tottenham won't break into the top four. They'll finish fifth and sixth. I'm actually beginning to believe now that if there's any value left in having a title bet, it's Man United. I know they're miles behind, but I can see them steamrolling sides. That's not to say I'm going to back them to beat West Brom, because West Brom are in great form right now and United are far too short. But there's a lot more to come from United. I'm not sure there's a lot more to come from Chelsea. They're playing at their utmost at the moment. United, it seems to me, I have a couple more gears to go into. It's heresy for me to say it, being based in Liverpool, but I'm a little bit worried about United at the moment. It's a tough fixture this to call. Given that write-up I've just given Mourinho's men, I should go for them, but I can't. They're too short. 8-13, 8-15?
7-10.
7-10.
Yeah.
Too short. I mean, they were the same price to beat Palace, weren't they? I'm pretty sure they were roughly the same price to beat Palace. I mean, they were nailed on to beat Palace. Yeah. Nowhere are they nailed on to beat West Brom. I think that's wrong, because the odds are wrong here. I'm going to go for West Brom because the odds are wrong.
9-2, West Brom to win the game. You said they've been called, if they were called anything else, Derek, I'm sure they've been called something else a few times in your living room in the past, especially under Alex Ferguson. Tom, do you see this as West Brom being too big at 9-2 or not?
I suppose with Rondon, let's just talk about this man, because, you know, all credit to you, Dave. Although if I stood around saying it's going to snow, eventually it's going to snow, isn't it? But no, fair play. I mean, you know, I think, you know, West Brom, whatever he's managed to do this season is amazing, because it's not only the fact that you look at the squad and I don't think there's a huge amount to it. It's also the fact that there was a lot of sort of discontent, really. There was a lot of suggestions that, you know, that, well, the West Brom fans weren't happy with Tony Pulis and the style of play and everything else. Well, they're happy now. They're winning games and, you know, they're scoring goals as well. I think they'll give Manchester United a tough test here. This is a good examination of Manchester United. You know, the game at Palace, not so much, because, you know, I still don't think Palace are up to a huge amount. But this is, you know, they're coming up against a team banging form, a team that will fancy this is obviously a bit of a scalp, because they still are. And I think it'll be a tough one. I'm not sure about Manchester United. I can't work them out. I mean, I thought a few weeks ago, you know, a bit like Derek there, that I think that they had any chance of getting into the top four. I really didn't. But the more I look at the faltering teams above them, and if they can start to get some consistency, then they're more than capable of doing it. But this is a tough one. This is one where I still don't think he's let the brakes off fully, Jose Mourinho, which is why there probably is a couple more gears to go. And it's just whether he's sort of, you know, moving up through those gears, or they're just going to sort of free fall and coast and pick up speed sort of naturally. So I don't know. I can just see this being a draw, and I can see goals in the game as well. So I'm going to go. I'm going to back the draw here, and both teams to score. You know, Man United up against a very much informed side, West Brom. I don't think either side will come away with the 3 points.
Get a £5 free bet every week with Offer Club from William Hill.
Hey, oh, let's go, let's go.
Simply stake a total of £20 or more across the week on pre-match football accumulators with four or more selections, and you'll get a £5 free bet on the Friday. Plus, you can get on faster and easier than ever with our new and improved mobile betting experience. Join William Hill Offer Club on mobile or online now. When the fun stops, stop.